Just ask AI.
I don't trust AI at the moment.
I'm trialing it at work at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yes, a little version called Heidi. It's shit. It omits all the information and decision making I wanted in my notes and kind of summarizes stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't help, does it?
Doesn't help.
Does it also look like a little German orphan girl from the late 1980s? Welcome to the Charity Football Weekly Podcast. And if you just played football last night for the first time in 3 months, you'll probably be swearing too. Evening, Phil.
Good evening, Mike. I'm still grimacing.
Hey, it was good to see you back on Monday Night Football.
I couldn't be like wading through treacle. But who scored a brilliant headed goal?
Oh, who scored a brilliant headed goal past their best mate, who was in goal and, let's face it, firmly rooted to the spot.
I was quite tired at that point. No, it were an absolute textbook header from Mike. Loads of pace on it. Headed it down. Beautiful goal. And now I couldn't do anything about it.
It was more than I deserved.
No, I'm not joking, right? I haven't played football on a Monday night for 3 months. And Mike has turned into, like, peak Pelé in 12 weeks.
I think not.
No. Actually, Lothar Matthäus was who I based it upon on the night. Mike just sat back in defence, little sweeper role, just playing these cute little balls, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I thought, who's this guy? Just loitering.
Yeah. I don't play very well, but I play better when I'm given time on the ball, and they were just giving me so much time, I could pick a pass, and that was about all I could do.
Well, normally for me, the football bit's hard, but the running's easy. It all seemed difficult.
You need to get yourself back out there, moving around a lot more, get the fitness levels back up. You'll be fine.
Absolutely do. So, Mike, what are you drinking this evening?
I've gone for an old classic, an old favourite, actually, because we're actually mid-midweek rather than end of midweek, like we normally would. I've gone for a fairly light approach. And I've gone for Camden Hells Lager, which is an old favourite of mine. Nice and light, nice and refreshing. 4.6% by volume and served in cans like cans of Coke. What about yourself, Phil? What are you on tonight?
I'm more north of the border than you. I've got a Wednesday beer. As listeners will remember, it's what I drank last week. Well, last time out, because I've been out and bought any more because I'm slack.
And it's a very attractive can.
Beautiful can. I didn't send the picture out last time, so I'll send the picture out this time. It's beautiful, isn't it? It does say inspired by the Peak District on the can, which is a bit odd.
Yes. In what way? Do they have, like, roads that suddenly end at a cliff face or something like that?
Sorry, I had to take another swig. There's also a load of... I don't think you're going to be able to see it, but there's a load of Japanese writing on it for some reason.
Okay, I can see the barcode.
That's how big we are.
Yeah.
No, Mike, we're definitely is Japanese writing.
Oh yes, I can see that as well. Wow, look at that.
Big in Japan. But yeah, we have just signed our first Japanese player. He's just ever made his debut against Burnley. So
excellent.
Might be needed.
Well, there's good money over in the Far East, as far as I understand it. So all the merchandising over there, when one of their players starts playing in the Premier League. Oh, no, hang on a second. That's sorry. That was a bit of a slip on my behalf, wasn't it?
Although we did enjoy. Well, I don't know if Mike enjoyed it. I wanted Leeds to beat Sheffield United. That was the oddest feeling.
Rooting for Leeds.
Yeah, but it was nice watching Sheffield United throw a 1-0 lead away. That was delightful.
Yes, it's. That depth of feeling, really, isn't it?
Oh, dear me. And in between this and the next episode, this is episode 95, people, before episode 96, there will be a Sheffield derby. So hopefully they won't be laughing after that either.
Don't throw away a 1-0 lead.
Exactly. And you know what? We're good at winning from losing positions. That's a good stat for Sheffield Wednesday this season.
When you say you're good at winning from losing positions, how does that explain your loss record in the league this year?
We can also lose from winning positions.
The other side of the coin.
So Google's completely let me down because it can't give me any statistics to back that up. So there you are. I just made Mike sit in silence for about at least 30 seconds while Google worked its magic. And
yeah, it was me thinking that the video link had gone down.
Do you know what we need to break up this monotony?
What's that then?
A cocktail.
Fill a cocktail shaker with ice. Add 3 measures of vodka, 1 measure of creme de cacao, 1 measure of banana liqueur. Cover and shake until the outside of the shake has frosted, and then strain it into a martini glass, and you are serving a chocolate monkey.
I'd love someone to serve me a chocolate monkey.
In fairness, I did actually have a note to say that there was a cocktail recipe called a Donkey Kong.
Ooh.
And the Donkey Kong recipe involved chocolate ice cream as well. So it was banana liqueur, coffee liqueur, 2 scoops of chocolate ice cream. But I couldn't find the recipe again to find out where it had gone from.
No.
So I had to pick a different recipe, which is really annoying. So
I've got a new feature for you.
What's that then?
Mike tells us how much he thinks it would cost if the cocktails he's produced would be at Wetherspoons.
Oh, God, you'd probably get them for 2 for a fiver.
Oh, marvellous. Pitch it. Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
What have you learnt, Mike, from watching football this week?
Well, I've learned that your fitness levels have dropped. I've learned that Sheffield United can throw away a 1-0 lead. What else have I learned? I watched some football last night, actually. So they had some on that was on one of the channels we actually get to see. So I was able to watch a bit of Premier League football last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was quite interesting to watch. Although what I did do as well was I thought, who are the shittest team in the Premier League at the moment? Well, that will be Southampton. Who's playing Southampton this week? That'd be Chelsea. Who's one of the highest scoring fantasy Premier League players currently? Well, that'd be Cole Palmer, who plays for Chelsea. I was like, I've got a good idea. I'll captain Cole Palmer this week. Chelsea, of course, have won 4-0. How many of those 4 goals do you think Cole Palmer scored?
Goal involvement, 0.
No wins, no assists, no. All he got was 1 bonus point because he was a midfielder that kept a clean sheet.
Oh, damn it. Should have gone Salah. Talking about Southampton, Mike did send me this week.
Shishunak, relegated last year. His football club will be relegated this year. That's
so good, I nearly played it twice.
Good old Jonathan Pearce. Love a bit of political satire from the commentators, don't we?
Oh, we do, especially. Well, no, we won't go into that. It's not that sort of podcast.
No.
Just watch out for Mike's sidearm in 2026. Would you like some charity football news, Mike?
Have you got some charity football news?
We have, since that's what we're here for.
Fire away.
KSS United, next match, they are playing Making Miracles CT at Tunbridge Angels FC ground on Friday the 14th of March, 8:15 kickoff. This isn't a fixture change, but an exciting announcement. The charity team, formerly known as Forever Finlay, will now be working closely with Making Miracles Charity, following their merger with Forever Finlay Charity. Moving forward, the team will be known as Making Miracles Charity Team. As always, we look forward to our upcoming match and continuing the friendship and respect we've built together.
Oh, that's fabulous. It's always nice to hear when they grow and develop, isn't it?
Phoenix FC. It was a really humbling experience for some of the Phoenix FC leadership team to head down to Dove House Hospice this evening and gain an insight into the wonderful work Dove House Hospice do to provide the best quality of life for people in their hour of need. We really do appreciate Dan Clipson taking the time out to show us all the brilliant work Dove House team do, and we hope that our £905 club donation helps make a difference to a cause that resonates with so many, and hope that our club donation helps make a difference to a cause that resonates with so many. You said that twice, Carl. A huge thank you to everybody who helped make this donation happen. We look forward to the Dove and Phoenix combining once more into the future.
Fabulous. Good to hear.
Murray Mental Health. There's a friendly football match, and it's Sunday football kickabout versus Murray. Is it Murray?
I always thought it was Moray.
We'll go with that. Moray Mental Health. I mean, we've already been told off by a Scottish man in Wales. We won't want to be told off by a Scottish man in Scotland, would we? We're playing at Meadows Facility, 3G pitch, Huntley AB54-4SE. It's on Saturday, the 15th of March. It's a 4 p.m. kickoff, and it's a free entry. You can follow Moray Mental Health FC at Moray Mental Health FC on Instagram.
That's great. Lovely.
And would you like to hear some news from an old friend, Michael?
Ooh, yes. Old friends are always welcome.
So, Ryan Smith is doing some work for charity. You'll have heard him before. He's part of a Shed End group at Hallam FC. And over to you, Ryan.
Hello, gents. Just thought I'd give you an update on my 5K every day, raising money for mine. Monday 19, completed 90K so far. Once I've done today, 95. Less than 50 to go, which is good. Raised over like 350 quid for mine as well, the mental health charity, which is great. But yeah, just thought I'd check in, give you an update. All the best.
I was exhausted just listening to that.
If you'd like to follow Ryan on his adventure, he is on Instagram. He's Ryan Stop T Ryan on Instagram. You can see his Just Giving page and everything that's going on right there.
Ryan Stop Trying.
Yes.
But very difficult to spell unless you're actually told how he's formulated that.
Yes, I'm with you now, Mike. That's very good, isn't it?
It is. I like that one.
Nearly as good as Dear Angers.
Oh, poor D Rangers. I feel so guilty about that.
Yeah, you're in for a treat though now, Mike.
What have we got next?
I'm really happy because you get to play a little trailer for me and we've not heard it for a while. For a 40-second match report. Q, Ian Hoyle, KSS United.
40-second match report.
Quick 40-second match report for you guys. Hope everyone's keeping well. So on the 7th of February, we had our inter-club game. This was in memory of a player that we lost due to a heart attack, Andy Chapman. So it was held in his memory. It's a really good game this time round. Last year it was quite feisty. This year was actually some good football played. A true football score. The game was 2-0. A lot of chances created, a few missed, but the key was remember Andy Chapman and support his family that were there in attendance.
Second match report.
Oh, it's very poignant, that sort of thing, isn't it?
It's great, isn't it, how football really does bring you together and the whole football family thing. And I'm sure it was also a happy occasion to get everyone together as well and to play that football game for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Michael, as season 5 develops, we are doing these virtual style guest interviews.
Indeed we are.
Because of our working life, we cannot get everyone in a room at the same time, can we? So this is how it is going to be for the time being. But we have a guest. Are you ready for one?
I would love to hear our guest.
So delighted to have joining us on the pod this evening. It's our special guest, Ben Dawson, and he's from Derbyshire Community Football Club.
Who are you?
Ben Dawson.
What is your charity team?
Derbyshire Community Football Club.
What charity are you supporting?
Wide range of sponsors in the Derbyshire area, including Lauren's Legacy and his man club in Derbyshire Autism Services.
What position do you play?
Striker.
What's your favourite shirt?
Fiorentina, late 90s, Battistuta 9 on the back, Nintendo sponsor on the front.
What's your favourite cheese?
Extra mature cheddar.
Predict the score of your next game.
3-1 to Derbyshire Community Football Club.
What's your Twitter handle?
Derbyshire Community Football Club on Facebook, Derbyshire CFC everywhere else.
Thank you for your time.
Got a striker on our hands, Michael.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Bit like Mike scoring all the goals with his head.
Having a massive head does help.
Great to have you on the pod, Ben. Lovely to hear from you. So first of all, what football team do you support?
Team I support for all my sins is Manchester United. However, I do have a bit of a soft spot for Chesterfield, as that is where I now live.
Ooh, Chesterfield.
Make good sofas.
Have a twisted spire.
No, that's...
Yeah, that is Chesterfield.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And that's our winner. Sorry. Carrying on. Sorry, Ben, to interrupt. What's your first football kit?
First ever football kit I had was, I can't remember specifically, likely to be a Manchester United home shirt in the early 2000s.
We get a lot of Man United shirts, don't we, for first kits?
Yeah, and so do the charity shops a few years later.
Oh, Mike, savage tonight.
Well, you know.
So, Ben, tell us, what is your favourite football kit? We might have already heard the answer to this question.
Favourite kit that I own currently is a France 98 World Cup final shirt with Zidane 10 on the back.
It's a nice shirt, Mike.
It is, and Zidane made it an iconic shirt in his own special way, didn't he?
Well, he did. Well, it's not the World Cup where he headbutted anyone, so...
I was getting muddled up then, wasn't I?
Yeah, no, we're early on. It's quite a nice... It's got a little French colour across the chest.
Lovely.
It's a World Cup where Beckham got himself sent off for kicking an Argentinian not very well.
Oh, that one. Yeah, okay, fair play.
So, Ben, what was the first game you attended?
First game I ever attended, I can't remember specifically. All I can tell you, it was a Swindon Town game, as that was where I was living at the time, and somewhere around the probably 96, 97 sort of range.
Been about a bit.
Yeah, Swindon Town, that's a new one. I don't think we've had anybody who's been to a Swindon Town match before.
I can't recall. I'm just checking now. Swindon weren't in the Premier League in 1996, were they?
I don't believe so.
Nervous. It was a promotion season for them if it was 95, 96, Michael.
Was it?
Hmm. So to the first division.
Oh, very good. Oh, actually, they have been in the Premier League, though. I didn't
they
know.
Have, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah. Have,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So the 93-94 season, they were in the Premier League but got relegated.
Yeah, when Sheffield Wednesday had a good team, you see, that's why I know.
Yeah, and then relegated the following year down into Division 1. Yeah, bit of a shame, that one. But then promoted the following year. So, and then they were steady in Division 1 for a few years.
I'm sorry, Ben, we digress.
We do.
Have you ever met a professional footballer?
Yeah, I've met quite a few professional footballers in my time. I attended the Sunderland versus Wickham playoff final a couple of years ago at Wembley. Had the pleasure of meeting quite a few of the players after the game. Highlight being meeting Akinfenwa,
aka the Beast.
Absolutely. That's what a feather in the cap, that one, isn't it?
Now retired.
Yeah.
Now retired. He could have got his number. Could have got him playing in some charity games.
Oh, yeah. But he lived to tell the tale, so fair play to him.
Anyway, enough of us speaking nonsense, Ben. Tell us a bit more about your charity team.
So Derbyshire Community Football Club is a team that's recently been launched only in January of 2025. And the aim is to support a range of charities in the Derbyshire area and sometimes wider. We're playing our first ever game on March the 30th at the Impact Arena in Alfreton. And for that game, we'll be raising money for Winnie Louise Grundy, who was a newborn baby who sadly passed away recently. The family have raised a GoFundMe page to make sure that they can give Winnie the send-off that she deserves, and we're raising money towards that cause during the game.
It's always a shame when tragedies like that are what the drivers are behind the charity teams, but, I mean, you all pick something from your life as the motivation to get out there and form a charity team and try to make a difference, don't you? So I really hope that they succeed and produce, raise a lot of money for it, and hopefully if there's money left over at the end, it can go towards assisting with whatever the cause was behind that premature death. It can start helping with the diagnosis, treatment, whatever it needs.
Absolutely, Mike. And what a great opportunity for you all as well to play at the Impact Arena. It's a great little stadium at Alfreton. And, Hope you all have a great day. It's a proper ground as well, so it'll be an exciting day as well for everybody. So, Ben, tell us about your team's plans for 2025.
Team's plans for 2025 is to continue the really great start that we've had. We're still a few weeks away from kicking our first ever ball, but as it stands, we have over 600 followers across social media pages. We've had nearly £1,000 worth of donations from sponsors and people that are just buying into our cause. And for the raffle, we'll be running our first ever game after the match in Atherton. We've raised just over £1,000 worth of prizes in terms of value. So the plan is to just carry on the trajectory that we've already started.
So Ben, tell us, what's the best way to get in touch with the club, Ben? Your social media, your email and all that kind of stuff.
Best way to get in touch with us is to reach out through any of our social media pages. So that'd be Derbyshire Community Football Club on Facebook, and then either X, TikTok or Instagram is at Derbyshire CFC. Feel free to reach out to us on any of those pages and we'll get back to you pretty promptly.
That all sounds great. So any other business?
Any other business is just to please give us a follow on any of the previously mentioned social media pages. Show us your support. The more support we get, the more impact we can have on the community and ultimately the charities that we'll be supporting over the next few months. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben. That was great.
That's awesome. Yeah. So these remote interviews, we're slightly concerned that we won't be able to get information in the right way. But I think Ben's just proved there that we can get exactly what we need to know about charity teams, what their goals are, what they're trying to achieve, how to get in touch, and hopefully we'll be able to help them raise more and more money for their chosen charities.
So, Mike, it's that time in the pod where I force you to come up with a pod playlist. So what do you make of that?
A pod playlist for this week. Well, considering you were thrilled when a certain local rival team threw away a 1-0 lead and lost 3-1, shall we put a pod playlist around losing or loss?
Ooh. Oh, Michael. Now I can go predictable here, or I can actually think. Oh, Mike, I've got so many.
It's a popular motivation for songwriters, isn't it?
I've got so many. I'm going to stay in Sheffield. I'm going to go with Pulp. I'm going to go with Something Changed.
Wow.
As the whole song reflects on how a single moment can change everything. And for Chris Wilder, Sheffield United. So, yeah, that's me.
And I think, I mean, you're right, there are so many out there as well. But I think because they had that bright flame of hope at the beginning of the game, which was then cruelly snuffed out later in the game, I think I'll take Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
Oh, my God. Oh, Michael.
I mean, the alternative as well is, because of your love of Sheffield as your hometown, we could have gone Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, but it was actually only Tears in Half of Heaven. The other half of heaven, it was Tears of Laughter. So, you know.
It's still making it because of the comedy value. Oh, that was absolutely magnificent. Got a great pod playlist. Get involved. Instagram, Facebook, all of that. Mike, actually, at this point, may as well ask you, where's the best place to find the pod on social media?
Well, we are still all over Facebook, so look up the Charity Football Weekly podcast on there. It's a bit of a cop-out calling ourselves a weekly podcast when we're now doing it monthly, but, you know, we're not about to start changing it all right now. We've kind of given up on Twitter X. It's not a particularly nice place, so we are...
It's gone. We're not there. Don't bother. If you tag us, and we're not ignoring you. We're just not on it.
So look for us instead on the Instagram and Threads-based ones, cfw.pod, or you can find us on TikTok, cfwpod, and I think we are even on Blue Sky, which is probably cfwpod.something or other.
Blue Sky, yes.
we're around, though. You can find us. If you're really bothered by it, send us a message on the other ones, and we'll let you know where we are on Blue Sky as well. And if you want to get in contact with the pod, if you want to give us a voice note, if you want to send us pictures, if you want to get information across to us to include in the podcast, email is always a good shout. We are cfwpod@outlook.com.
Absolutely fantastic, Mike. So please get in touch. We will be recording again in March, hopefully after a Sheffield Wednesday win in the Sheffield Derby.
And I shall be keeping all six fingers crossed for you. One of the benefits of coming from Norfolk.
God. Any other business, Michael?
Do you know what? I'm just going to get to the end of this can of Camden Hells, and then I'm going to look forward to the massive edit I'm going to have to do on this pod. We are really out of practice at this, aren't we?
It was rough tonight. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Rougher than your performance at the football last night.
Oof. Sorry, everyone.
Hey,
we'll come back sharper in March. Come back stronger, Mike.
We go again, don't we? No, I think we're all good for tonight. That's been fabulous. Thank you, Phil.
Yes. No, thank you, Mike. And thank you, Ben Dawson from Derbyshire Community Football Club, for that interview. Thank you to Ryan Smith from the Shed End. Thank you, Ian Hoyle, KSS United, for your amazing 40-second match report, our serial 40-second match reporter. And thank you, KSS United, for your news, Phoenix FC for your news. And how are we saying it in Scotland?
Dear Angers? Oh, Moray. Sorry, Moray.
Moray Mental Health FC. Thank you very much, guys, for getting in touch. See you later.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.